This Fab FM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
From outside IGA, really, really good coffee.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Michelle, well, I'm very well, but we hear the sad news today that you won't be here any longer.
No, after 14 years, I've actually decided to move down south and be with my family after losing my dad. So, yes, it's quite an emotional day today of mixed feelings, happy, sad, and everything all rolled into one.
You've become quite iconic here. I mean, people always talk about Michelle at Really Good Coffee, and we give you a call every morning, and here it is, your last day. This is your very last day.
Very last day here working. I'm still in Port Douglas until about mid-October before I actually hit the road. I'm going to do a road trip with Mum. And very last day serving coffee here this morning. So a big day, but it's been just a wonderful, wonderful journey. I've met heaps and heaps of people here. Lots of friendships have been made here, and lots of lifelong friends I've made.
Because you have built up such a following here, and tradesmen, that gentleman there is the gentleman leaving with a coffee now.
Yep.
You've become habit forming.
I have, indeed. I'd just like to say a massive thank you to everyone over the 7 years since I started the business for all of your support, all of our chats, all of our laughs. There's just way too much to even mention, but the support through even the wet season, when it is slow and the tourists aren't here, I've got lots of tourists that come back every 6 months or every 12 months, and their little loyalty cards are still here, and they look through it, and I go, now you're still a flat white with no sugar? And they love it. They come back every 12 months or 6 months.
How do you remember what they take? It just face to recognition and then coffee with the face?
Don't ask me for their names, but I know that they're a flat white with one. And what's your name again? Sorry, you're an almond, aren't you? But I can't remember your name, Paul.
No, that's fantastic. It's always been great. And your machine here, the whole setup here is so well done.
Thank you.
So, look, congratulations. Yeah. I noticed you've got a few goodies out today.
Yes, I've got lots of little goodies out today. So I'm going to be having a little bit of a cheese platter later. Someone could actually also ask if they want a really good coffee, being my last day.
Hang on, whoa, back up, what's that?
Well, I can't really probably say, I might get into trouble, but if someone ends up saying they want a really good coffee, well, there might be a little shot of something in there.
Oh, I see, just for the last day.
Just for the last day,
yes.
Yeah, don't tell anyone.
No. Damien Meadows, if you're listening in, stay away, please. Thank you. No, look, it's going to be a wonderful day. Now, this gentleman here, excuse me, sir, Paul Macon, Fab FM, are you a regular customer?
Yeah, I am.
What's your order? What do you order?
We have lactose-free chai latte.
Well, you're a modern man.
Yeah, no, that's for my wife. I have a good old full of lactose latte with full cream milk.
Lactose, yes.
Yeah, no sugar, though. But I'd rather it did have, but no.
Well done. What do you think of this lady leaving after 7 years?
Yeah, look, good luck to her. She's done a great job here. She's always been here, you know, all the time, so you can rely on her. We're going to miss her. She's good. She's always smiley, cheery. But the new lad, he's good. He's making an effort. I reckon he's going to do all right.
Yeah, no, he's learning. Of course, he is a barista himself, but he's just, I guess, learning the local. Now, Dave, you're good. You're media shy, I hear.
A little bit.
So, Dave, you're taking over an iconic business here, mate. You know,
yeah.
Now, are you going to be here for the next 7 years?
Let's hope so. Yeah, absolutely.
Why did you pick this as something to do, mate? How old are you?
31.
Yep.
I just thought, why not? You've got to take risks in life to grow. So, yeah, it's beautiful up here in Port Douglas.
Yeah. Where are you from?
Melbourne, so this weather, it's pretty hard to get away from.
Yeah, and she's moving back to Melbourne, which is quite amazing.
Well, old him with a new.
Sorry?
Out with the old him with a new.
There he goes, he couldn't have put it better.
Are you calling me old?
No,
what's that?
Are you calling me old?
Figure of speech. Figure of speech.
Don't take it personally. Well, Dave, can we wish you the best, mate?
Thank you.
When people come in from tomorrow,
yep. It'll be from 6 tomorrow. So
from 6 tomorrow, it will not be Michelle from Wheelie Good Coffee. It'll be Dave from Wheelie Good Coffee.
That's it.
Good luck, mate.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Good luck. Well, there's Dave, the new generation. He's only in his early 30s there. And
now I'm starting to feel quite emotional. Now it's finally happening. Yes. Yeah.
And so what time do you leave? 1 o'clock as per usual?
Yeah, 1 o'clock I'll be closing today. So finally hand over those keys. And I know that, yeah, I'm happy and sad and mixed emotions and everything. So I'm expecting quite a lot of people down here today, I think, just to give the final goodbye. And also not everyone knows that I'm actually officially leaving Port Douglas. So now that it's all out in the open, it's going to be a mixed day. But very grateful, and a final thank you both, you and Marion, for all of your support, Fab FM. I'll be certainly listening to you on my journey down to Melbourne, and also giving you little text messages when I'm down in Hillsville as well. So, and if you're both ever down, please come and visit me. I'm in the Yarra Valley, the Hillsville area, so...
I think we're bloody stupid. It's too cold.
Oh, come on, but it's all the winery country.
And it's the people who are there.
And I'm there.
And you're there.
I will be there.
So as you leave today, you hop in your car for the final time and drive out of this IGA, you'll be thinking...
Oh, I can't really even put it into words, Paul. I honestly can't even put it into words. So I'm super excited about Dave taking over, and also that I know that he's going to keep everything exactly the same as I've had it, and even right down to even the loyalty cards and things like that. So
if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Well, that's it. But also I'm excited to see Dave is going to continue Wheelie Good Coffee. And when I come up here next year on my little working holiday for a couple of months to escape winter, I'm going to see Dave succeeding and making it even bigger and better.
So there you go, Dave.
If it's not broken, don't fix it.
That's the go. He's got the idea, hasn't he?
He has indeed. I'm not saying goodbye. I'm saying I'll see you soon.
Au revoir.
Don't say goodbye to me. I'll get in tears.
All right. Okay.